In Bonham, Texas, you can find the boyhood home of Sam Rayburn. The small town is also host to the Politician's Library and Museum. It's an interesting look at the man who served the district for portions of 6 decades and the terms of 8 presidents. His life story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Sam Rayburn was born in Tennessee, the 8th of 11 children. The family moved to a cotton farm near Bonham, Texas as a child. He graduated from college in 1903 and taught school. But Emma Trent says his eyes were always on public service.
In 1906, he was elected to the Texas House of Representatives, and he served there. He was 24 years old when he was elected, and he served there. In 1912, he became the Speaker of the Texas House, and he was the youngest Speaker of the Texas House when he was elected.
He didn't see much time as the Texas State Speaker of the House, though. For a very good reason.
That same fall, he was elected to the U.S. House. And so in 1913, he started his congressional service, and he served until the day he died.
His first term in the U.S. House was on the eve of World War I during the Woodrow Wilson administration. Emma says others noticed his character and his way of doing business.
Honesty, integrity, if you always tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said. And I think those are the qualities that made him stand apart. And he believed in reason and persuasion. You know, I don't have to intimidate you into thinking my way. If what I have to say is the best thing, then through reason and discussion, I can bring you around to my way of thinking.
His work in Congress still impacts our country today.
He authored the bill that created the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Communications Commission. And I think what he was most proud of was the Rural Electrification Act, because it set up these rural electric co-ops.
All of this occurred before he ever became Speaker of the House, a title he held longer than any other person. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Bonham, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.